Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, that's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in, bring up whatever is on your mind, the number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
TJ the Spy,
and Nikki.
And tonight we have a lot of things to talk about, all surrounding the ideas of liberty and how much more moral it is to not tell other people what to do. We're really happy to have TJ the Spy, former NSA agent and current Fed, here with us.
That's actually my ES, and my name is, as you can see from my driver's license, is TJ the Spy. I changed it legally so that I can go through TSA security and get the full pat-down treatment because they don't believe that the idea is real.
So this is all just so you can get patted down by men?
Yeah.
More often. Well, your middle name is The now, right?
The, yes. So it's interesting.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that's how it would. I guess that does make sense, but.
Yeah.
First name's just TJ?
Yeah, first name is TJ.
Are there, like, dots in between it, or could it technically be said that your name is Tej? Or something?
That's great.
Yeah, you like that?
He showed her his, what is that, driver's license?
Colorado driver's license. I got a TJ the Spy passport. Mm. I got a TJ the Spy monogram t-shirt here.
I got one.
I got a t-shirt, TJ the Spy tote bag.
Why does it say unwanted by the FBI on your shirt?
Because of the first FBI raid, it was something where they came in. And
here
they
at
did,
the studio?
Yeah. Stood at the studio. And speaking of which, March 16th, 2016.
Oh, that's in 3 days. Whoa.
March 20th. Mm-hmm. Yes, March 20th. Excuse me. March 20th, 2016
mm-hmm.
is going to mark the 8-year anniversary
of that raid.
Of that raid, yes.
And that's the day that you and your husband fell in love.
Yes, we fell in love.
It's my birthday, too.
Oh.
And the spring equinox.
And, well, and, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to out
say
our other birthday.
Birthday, but I don't know if they're interested in me saying that on the radio. But, yeah, so the raid in 2016 on this house because of big bad Ian Freeman, the kingpin, the sophisticated
sophisticated cyber criminal,
the ringleader,
the ringleader. Because of Ian, the big bad criminal, the first raid on this house that we record the studio from, it is technically a house that the studio is in, was in 2016, and that was March 20th, so that's going to be the 8-year anniversary, you said? And I just realized that the 16th is going to be the 3-year anniversary of the other raid that was...
That's the one you went through.
Yeah, the one that the FBI agent... I was like, so what is this about? After, like, 3 hours of craziness. And he was like, they're going to give you a warrant, but... basically, it's about Bitcoin. And I was just like, I was so shocked. And I was just like, but Bitcoin is not illegal.
You're like, but you guys just blew out all of our windows and
drove a tank into our house. Okay.
Yeah.
And yanked the peace flag down, too. Yeah. That was my favorite part. You know, yank the peace flag down.
Pointing guns at people, flying drones into the house. You're like, wow, all of this over... something that isn't illegal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's,
wow.
We're civilized people. Don't they ever think of just knocking? Because the one thing my good friend Alan Bruce Carroll, he's long dearly departed, but he was an FBI agent at the NSA, and he said the way you treat a bank fraudster or a bank manager who's guilty of bank fraud is different than you're going to treat a street thug who's wanted on armed robbery and said,
yeah,
you know, I'm never going back to prison, dead or alive.
Yeah.
So this raid was more of the high risk, dynamic entry, smash the windows, instead of the, you know, they could just come up at 9 a.m. and say, Ian Freeman, you're under arrest, turn around, place your hands behind your back.
Yeah, but if they knocked on the door, then they wouldn't have gotten to use the Bearcat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an armored vehicle.
Yeah, they wouldn't have got to use the whole SWAT team and everything else.
Like,
so that's like part of the fun for them.
When I was standing there handcuffed outside in the cold in basically like a dress and no underwear, they were my dog was running around and kept coming up to sniff me and then run away, and he was really scared, and it's dark and there's cars everywhere. So I said to my FBI agent, who like had my handcuffs and my arm and stuff, I was like, so can I pick up my dog? Can you uncuff me and just let me pick up my dog? Am I under arrest? Or no, I said, am I being detained? And he said, you're being restrained so we can make sure that there's nothing in the house that's going to hurt us. Is there anything in the house that's going to hurt us?
I have nothing to say. Talk to my attorney.
I didn't know that you had to say talk to my attorney. I was just like, no, it's our house.
And yeah, then, like, what a strange thing to, like, ask somebody.
And he said, don't worry about the dog. Like, okay, thanks.
You're like, oh, wow, I never thought about that. Yeah, I'm totally not worried about my dog running around in the street anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you. That never occurred to me.
The first raid was funny. I really enjoyed the first raid, personally, because there's a video of me naked confronting the FBI agents.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We were getting to why your shirt says, TJ the Spy, unwanted by the FBI.
Well, that night, so the night before, Renee and I were partying, doing lines of coke, and it was just having a wonderful time. And all of a sudden, James, my husband, said, you want to take MDMA? And I said, sure. And then we decided to take LSD, which is called candy rolling, when you take MDMA mm-hmm. and LSD
candy
together.
Flipping.
Candy flipping, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rolling really good upstairs in the bathroom. And we were in the Garden of Eden together.
Oh.
And God was talking to us in the form of the shower head. Just like why I'm talking to you now, he was talking to us, and I said, you know, can we be married? And he said, well, do you have any witnesses? And I said, no. And he said, look out the window, and there are 15 federal agents coming towards the front door. Bang, bang, bang. FBI search warrant.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, oh, boy, I knew. James looked at me very accusingly, like, what did you do? And I said, honey, I was a spy for the NSA. If I had done something, the FBI wouldn't be here. So give me a little credit. But he started filming.
Who would be there, like the NSA?
Yeah, since I work for the NSA, if I had done something illegal, the FBI wouldn't know about it.
Oh, I see.
Right. And so they said, we're here searching for child porn. I said, thank God you're here for that. Because the baggie of cocaine in my hand is totally mine. And so that was one of those awkward things, because the cocaine was in plain view, but they didn't have a warrant for it.
Oh, so they can't really do anything about
Yes, right. Because the warrant, the thing, it could be cornstarch, or it could be protein supplements, or it could be any number of powdered substances. So
the plain view thing mean they could look at it anyway?
No, the plain view means it has to be, the criminality has to be imminently obvious. Mm-hmm. So if you see a bloody knife in the middle of the kitchen, that would be admissible under the plain view doctrine, even if it wasn't part of the original search warrant.
Mm-hmm.
But here, there's no nexus between drugs and child porn. So the warrant, they could take anything that was a computer, anything that was a camera, anything that was capable of recording an image. But powdered substances, you said, that's not digital media. It falls outside the scope of your warrant. So they let me keep the baggie.
Wow. But what? Okay. Why the unwanted part? I feel like we're missing that part here.
Well, I did apply. So right before I got canned at the NSA, I applied to be a special agent at the FBI.
I thought this was all about Scott Bailey, the unwanted part.
Well, Scott Bailey didn't. I wanted Scott Bailey. I think he's married.
I thought that's the whole reason it says TJ the Spy, unwanted by the FBI.
Well, because normally people say wanted by the FBI, so I just changed it to unwanted by the FBI, because they are never happy to see me.
I thought it was because Scott Bailey didn't want you. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yes. See,
now it's a new reason for it, then.
I kept saying, Scott, Bonnie, you know, like, you can lie to me, That's doing your job. But if I lie to you, that's 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, false statement to a federal agent. I don't think that's very fair. How about you and me get upstairs and we can get, yeah, I'm not saying we have to have sex, but you're probably straight. But how about a sexy shower? You know, like you can take off all that tactical crap, that ballistic vest, the gun, and we can just, and that way I know you're not wearing a wire, but your partner can watch. So, you know, and he said no. And I said, yeah, why? Well, sleeping with a grand, that's the one thing FBI agents cannot do. They cannot sleep with a suspect or a grand jury witness.
That's the one thing?
Yeah, they can do drugs. So, like, a lot of people think, oh, if I, you know, like, oh, this guy's cool because he did cocaine with me. Well, FBI agents undercover are allowed to break the law as part of their cover, as long as it doesn't endanger life or limb.
Okay, so then just, like, sex is the one thing that they can't do.
Sex is the one thing they can't do undercover. Because it would be hard to get on the witness stand and say, yes, I busted the guy, and by the way, I was banging his wife or something.
Yeah, or if, like, it's like a prostitute sting. Yeah. And it's like, and it's but like I went immoral. Through with, you know.
And it's super immoral to be
well,
like,
well, most of what they do is immoral.
Well, yeah, but that's like a crazy stuff. Like, doing drugs with someone is like, I feel hurt. Okay, but telling them you love them and having sex with them and stuff, and then turning out you're not even who you said you were at all, like, that's another
like
level.
Like a Scooby-Doo mask. Like, oh, I feel so used.
It's crazy. That would be terrible. People need to stop calling me a fed.
Yeah.
So this is like, so this is evidence that Bonnie's not a Fed.
People are always like,
yes, she's sleeping with the suspect in a grand in a Bitcoin investigation.
But I guess it doesn't rule out that I'm an MK Ultra victim and that I just don't know I'm a Fed. Basically, that's some people's theory.
It's a fun theory. I don't know if I believe that, but
it's just like at this point, like why wouldn't I have like just unplugged all the radio wires or something as part of my training? You know, you hear a keyword and then you unplug all the FBI, Free Talk Live wires.
So it's kind of like the Manchurian Candidate. When you see the Red Queen, you know, it's like all of a sudden they get activated.
Exactly. But yes, this house has been raided multiple times. My husband is in prison. If you are new to this show and you don't know about this show, the other thing about this show is that we are in New Hampshire. I'm pretty sure you did move here for it, TJ.
Yeah, I moved to New Hampshire because I wanted to just be part of the action with the Free State Project. And I came to Keene and met this wonderful person named James. And he was running the thrift store in town.
And he's a fed, so he took you away.
Yes, he took me away. And we fell in love and, you know, we just said, you know, Ian has a knack for, like, I said, Ian, anytime you have a video camera, I know the cops can't be far behind. Because I swear, I was like, oh, there's Ian or Derek J, and they have a camera out, and then the woo, cherries and berries go off, and it's like, yep. And it's not just once, it's like all the time, so.
Wow. I mean, it was so much more active back then in Keene, at least, with, like, direct activism. And there's a whole movie about it called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Were you here at that point?
That's a little bit before my time, but, you know, I know Derek J quite well.
Mm-hmm. He was still here before you?
Yes.
When you got here?
Yes. He was actually my first crush, and he said, oh, there's this other guy. I guess he was trying to get rid of me. So he said, there's this other guy named James, and he's in the closet, so.
Wow, so he actually hooked you guys up?
Yeah. Kinda?
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Well, it was Chris Cantwell. It was a lot of things, but I went into his thrift store to buy something one day and do Robin Hooding, which is where you put the money in the parking meters to keep people from getting parking tickets.
Right.
And he didn't want to do it. And I saw him later that night on a dating website, and he said, oh, you want to have, you want to take a shower together? And that was something that was totally just surreal, or not surreal, but it was just unexpected because most guys are like, hey, want to come over and do the nasty? So, but he just said, you want a shower? And I said, yeah. And so I came over, met Chris Cantwell, who did not know that James was gay.
And then you guys are in the shower.
And we're in the shower together, and he's like, is he here to fix something?
it didn't
we're working
off
in the plumbing back here.
Oh, God.
Radio is just working. I didn't mean that as a double entendre. I feel like you both took it that way, but I really didn't. I was just saying, oh, no, that's why the water is running.
Yes.
Totally not, like, nude taking a shower together.
Yeah.
I don't know if double entendre is the word either.
Yeah, and so
double meaning.
He So that's my story about how I met James, and we dated for a while, and then we decided to go to Colorado where weed was legal, because we were just we said, well...
You didn't want to go to Massachusetts?
Oh, God, no. Well...
How long has it been legal there?
A while. Oh. I think it was one of the first states, if I remember correctly. I don't really know, though.
What did you say, Producer Riley?
2012 is when weed was legal.
Oh, he said 2012.
Okay.
And Riley keeps up with that stuff. It's kind of Riley's most, favorite activism.
This is why we pay Riley the big bucks. He's top-notch crack producer.
Yeah, he's our, he was saying before the show, he's our crack team of producers or something, but he said crack producer.
Yeah, something I found out in the trial of the Crypto Six is that Melanie Neighbors, the federal informant...
Oh, the pig, you mean?
Yes, she was
also getting... Also federal informant?
She was getting paid by Ian to do the book work.
I don't know if it was paid. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe, probably. I just don't remember.
That's what I read in the trial transcript.
Oh, okay.
That she was getting paid like $20 a show or something to do the show. And.
Okay.
And so anyway, I thought, we're getting, people are getting paid to do the show?
That's BS. I have to pay to do the show.
I mean, it's
just kidding.
Even if you get paid $20 a show, it would be, not even $10 an hour. It's like, not really, making money. Like, think of the opportunity cost. You probably are going to make more than $10 an hour elsewhere. So it's just like, it's really activism. People should care about it more for that. Some people get kicked off the show for one reason or another, and then they're complaining.
I wish Ian had hired me to be the bookkeeper, because if the feds would have come to me and said, we want to see Ian's book, I would say, you can't get me, you got to throw me in prison, because here's the thing, I don't really want a job. Well, in prison, I don't need a job.
Mm-hmm.
I got free food, free health care, free...
Good point.
And occasionally, you might get to have sex in the prison shower, but that's,
Yeah, and you're a guy. I would not want to be put in all-female... prison, no freaking way. Like, if I was like,
you don't want to meet a nice lady in there.
I wish I could make myself look like trans or something. If I ever go to prison and be like, you must put me in with females, I demand it, and then they'll put me in with the males.
No, just say you identify as a male and they'll put you in with the males.
Probably not. I think that
I mean, that didn't work out for Arya.
Exactly. They just want to do whatever you think, whatever they think you don't want them to do. I'm gonna be like, I demand to be put in with the women. Even though I'm not biologically a woman, then I'll get put in with the males. Because it's reverse psychology.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, you're lucky.
But you just outed yourself because you just, you just told them.
Hopefully I never
So all the feds listening to the show right now.
Taking notes.
Now, what is Ian eating in prison? Is he eating ramen noodles or is he trying to stay healthy?
Oh, he eats what they give him and he's like, it's pretty good about everything that he gets. He's like, today we got the goulash. I like that so much. It's like the best thing we get here. It's just like some kind of gross soup with like mystery stuff. And he's like, I think it's like some kind of beef. That's the thing. He eats anything and he likes anything and he doesn't even have to know what it is. He's like, tastes good. You know what I mean? He like will eat anything put in front of him. It's like definitely a perk of going to prison for him because he eats so much.
Yeah, and for some people in society, prison is not punishment. Like most normal people, they fear going to prison. But Ian seems to have a knack for just kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya when he goes in, and he does it because I remember a lot of activists like Ademo Freeman and such after they got sent to Valley Street.
That's a bad one though. He's not there. Valley Street.
Where
like
is
the
that?
Worst in, it's in Manchester.
Manchester.
Oh, okay.
It's like the worst in New
it's
Hampshire.
Not like the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat.
Yeah.
No, the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat is very high notch according to all the people who stayed there.
Yeah, like a nice
stars.
Place. Yeah.
Yep.
In comparison, because like people go missing, people die, and the guards will pay some bad and they.
Manchester?
In Manchester.
That's
Valley
crazy.
Street. It's like the worst one in New Hampshire. But where he is now, the other day I went to go visit, and most of the time it's just some lackey they have that like signs us in and lets us go in to visit the inmates. But the other day it was like somebody who had a more higher up looking t-shirt on or polo on. And he was like, who are you here to visit? And I said, Ian Freeman. And he's like, Freeman. Yeah, I met him. He's a good guy. Like, imagine getting said that about you by the warden or whatever.
That is, like, so strange. It's like, you are employed by the prison that is, like, this person is employed by the prison that's holding your husband hostage.
Yeah, yeah. They're so weird.
And they're like,
oh,
yeah, good guy. I like that guy.
Yeah, they just, like, don't think of things correctly. They're just all a bunch of idiots. Like, this man I'm talking about, he has a tattoo on each forearm says self-made. And he's a tax parasite, as your husband pointed out the other day, because I told him about that. He's a tax parasite. He's not self-made.
It is very ironic. But I think there's a lot of cognitive dissonance, not only with, like, bureaucrats and government workers and politicians, but I think across the board, the general population, like, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance, and they just can't really... They're not dissecting things on the level that, say, someone in the libertarian freedom anarchist community would be able to like, critically think
at. Like, I feel like they all think, like, oh, I'm being a respectful guy. Just be a respectful guy to me. They're not thinking of the fact that they are in between freedom and being in jail to this person, you know, by agreeing to work there at the very most. But one thing about the Free State Project here in New Hampshire that we were going to mention, and that's basically just a project started in, I think, like 2002 or 2001. That is the idea is that people will, as many people who aren't stupid and don't have like all this logical confusion in their head about life, who understand freedom and liberty is the way forward for humanity, as many as possible are moving to New Hampshire to start their own communities here and hopefully, you know, eventually make it the State Free Project. And this weekend is Liberty Forum, a conference that Free State Project, Inc. puts on. And that's why TJ is here, so I wanted to bring that up. What exactly is Liberty Forum, TJ?
Liberty Forum, this will be 10 years ago to this, the first time I met James at Liberty Forum was in February of 2014. I was just coming off a bad divorce, and the rebound was not helping at all. And so I came to Liberty Forum, and I saw this guy in an orange hoodie, and he's doing Robin Hooding. And he was giving a talk about, you know, like, do what I did. Come and start a thrift store and start a business. And
oh, he gave, like, a talk there, like, on stage?
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's, you know, of course, you know, hi, my name's James. I've been arrested for possession of modafinil in Dinwiddie, Virginia. I've been arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest in Keene, and I'm being sued by the city of Keene for putting money in the parking meters. That was basically
which they won that suit, by the way. Not the city of Keene, but James.
James and company won, and set a Supreme Court precedent for the state of New Hampshire for Supreme Court for free speech rights. But he was just worn out after that, because the thing is, every Supreme Court precedent is like a 5-year ordeal for the person involved. So like, Ian, if he goes to the appellate court, it's going to be several more months. And then if they don't decide the way we think it should be decided, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And if they decide to grant certiorari, which is very rare.
It's very rare, but it still could happen. But
still
it's
could happen.
Extremely long time. It takes the process is the punishment to people. Even if you win, well, you've just been in jail for 5 years. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy their time as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. Opponents argue such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. A sizable gathering of pro-Palestinian demonstrators forced the closure of San Francisco's International Terminal Wednesday. Videos show vehicles obstructing entrance ramps outside, while inside hundreds are seen blocking gates, elevators, and escalators. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you tonight on Free Talk Live, you've got me, Bonnie.
TJ the Spy.
And Nikki.
And you can call that number. That's 603-283-6160. It's a very fun week for us here in the free state of New Hampshire, for libertarians at least. I was saying recently that it's fun to be a libertarian in New Hampshire because it's like there are extra holidays throughout the year for us that other people don't get.
That's pretty funny. That's a funny way to think about it.
We have Liberty Forum this weekend, so TJ's here, and that's super fun. Just other people that we don't normally
see. Yes, and we're going to... Are we still going to hold a party that nobody knows about?
Yeah, there's a party at Liberty Forum that nobody knows about, so you could try to contact me if you live in New Hampshire and you want to go. But other than that, I'll be sending out more information about that soon, but maybe we shouldn't, like, give them all the info.
Okay, yeah.
It's definitely going to happen. Free Talk Live presents, you know, party. And I'm excited for that. But in national news, the U.S. House passes a bill that would ban TikTok amid national security concerns. Al Jazeera has this story here. It says the bill now heads to an uncertain future in the Senate, though President Biden has pledged to sign it if it passes. Why is Biden anti-TikTok? Shouldn't he be trying to get the Gen Z vote or something? That's kind of silly.
I'm showing my age here, but, like, I think, yeah, I'm like, what is the appeal of TikTok again? Because I'm 40-something years old, and so, like, TikTok.
But that's a good point. We should explain what it is to people who don't know.
They made fun of it in South Park, I know, but
it's short-form video, so you can make, like, a 10-minute-long video, but mostly these videos are, like, seconds long.
It's great if you have ADHD.
Probably gives you ADHD.
It probably does get, yeah.
I am not even, I'm 27, and I'm really not that crazy about TikTok. Like, I can watch it and turn it off. My sister is on it all day, and she's 4 years younger than me. So,
I mean, my mom is, like, super into TikTok. She's always sending me TikToks.
Well.
So.
Yeah, I have lots of friends that are always sending me TikToks, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, I gotta watch this TikTok eventually.
It does seem like a lot of boomers are into TikTok, because I know, like, some older folks, too, or, like, people in their late 40s that are just, like...
There's something for everyone on it, for sure. Like,
yeah.
There's tons of niches.
Yeah, and I think, I think the big appeal of TikTok is the algorithm, which this is either an appeal or, like, if you're any sort of, like, security-minded person. Yeah, like, people don't really like that. Like, most people I know don't like it when the algorithms are, like, too accurate. But for people like my mom or whatever other person that's enjoying it, they really like how quickly the algorithm can pick up on what you want to look at, because then it's, like, perfectly tailored towards you. But in my opinion, that just makes it easier to kind of, like, put people in an echo chamber and kind of brainwash them.
Right.
And then another thing people like about TikTok is it's really easy to get TikTok famous. Like, it's just so easy to get a ton of likes and a ton of followers.
There's just so many people on it. It's made in China. All of them are on it.
I don't know if that's, if like, the amount of people on it is why it's so easy to get followers.
It surpassed Google.com as the most visited in, that was, like, something we covered in 2023 or 20, maybe it was, like, late 2022, but it's more popular than people going to, oh, Google, now let me Google something. There are more people on TikTok.
So, and I think that actually speaks volumes, because... Typically, I mean, I guess the average person would visit Google to, like, I mean, like, not only, like, look up websites, but to ask questions, to seek information.
Yeah, it's synonymous with that.
So more people, like, instead of, like, trying to maybe learn things, not, like, Googling things is, like, a really good source of, you know, knowledge, but it seems like they prefer to be mindlessly looking at TikTok videos for hours on end. And that's the other thing about TikTok is it's a real, like, black hole time suck.
Yeah.
Where people will be on it all day long. And people will talk about this phenomenon where they're just like, oh, I have a couple extra minutes. Like, or I don't have anything to do. Let me just, you know, watch a few TikToks. And the next thing they know, 4 hours has passed.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just crazy. I wouldn't be able to just, maybe if it was like, more, like, longer form, like, if I'm listening to a podcast that's, like, 3 hours long, I could see, like, that, but...
To me, it's, like, with a podcast, I'm always, like, doing something, too. I can't just stare into space and listen to a podcast.
Yeah, I'm, like, doing the dishes or folding laundry, like, doing housework and listening to podcasts.
You gotta
or, like, an audiobook or something, you know what I mean? Not
right.
Just, like...
But you kind of have to be, like, looking at your phone, holding your phone to be on TikTok, so it's, like,
yeah.
4 hours of the day went by. The sun has moved a lot since I...
Yeah, to me, it's really annoying, especially, like, I've had... instances where I've been driving in the car and then the passenger is on TikTok and it's the same annoying songs over and over again. And I just have to be like, can you turn that off?
That's
I'm going to ask you to, like, I'm going to kick you out of the car if you don't turn it off.
That's what both of my husbands hate about TikTok. Like, I've never really had a crazy... I have an ex-husband, so it's a joke. But I've never had a crazy addiction to TikTok. But anytime I've had, like, a phase of looking at it more... The thing is, one thing about TikTok, maybe you don't know, TJ, is that... People will share, if people will use a famous sound, so maybe it's like, maybe you made a video saying, oh, I'm unwanted by the FBI, and then people take that sound and
yes.
lip sync it and make different jokes about it. So, like, if you're not the one looking, like you're driving and your passenger is watching TikTok, you're going to keep hearing that sound. Oh, I'm unwanted by the FBI, or the same song that everybody's doing a selfie video to, or whatever. So, and then they also have, like, I don't know really why, but they have this voice that reads text that
oh,
has
it's
a stupid
so
voice.
Annoying.
Ian
oh my
hates
gosh,
that. It's
I
like,
forgot about that.
My name is Bonnie. I am making a... I can't even...
Yeah,
hear.
It's like a
robotic.
Weird robot voice, but they have a couple of them, mm-hmm. and then, like, for some reason, everyone uses it.
Yeah. I don't like it.
It's weird. It's creepy. I don't get the appeal of it. For me, like... I would just read it myself if I was making content.
Yeah. I don't really
I don't
get
know.
It either. I don't know if it gets you somehow more views or something.
It probably does.
Everybody
because
uses it.
With the algorithms, and I know for people, and it's the same with other social medias that use that short form video format, I guess. Like on Instagram, like a lot of the business pages I follow, when they're giving business and marketing advice to business owners, they'll say, like, okay, if you're going to make reels or content, whatever, use the songs that are popular and that mm-hmm. are trending because you will get more views.
You can even, like, silence the song and your video will say, like, oh, okay.
Oh, and you can still get the extra views?
Yeah, and you
oh,
can have it, like, silent, but then if somebody's looking up, like, all the videos made with Yes and by Ariana Grande, you can even have that silenced in your video, but your video will pop up as a search.
Yeah.
Or a search for that. So, yeah, it can be an annoying phenomenon. It's pretty freaking huge. I do get it. It's not like I'm completely, like, I don't even get it. I get it. Like, it's nice and fun. And specifically, if you want to find information that you can't find anywhere else, TikTok is usually the way to go. Like, there's just like a skincare thing that I had been thinking of, but I couldn't find any results, like looking on Google and like people were asking questions on Reddit, but it didn't really go anywhere. So I went to TikTok and I found information about what I was like, it's just a stupid thing to go into. But, you know, if it's not on TikTok, it's probably just not on the internet because
mm-hmm.
it's so huge. There's so many specific niches. Like there's a water TikTok. Like, where everybody who's in water TikTok makes videos and posts them, like, this is my water of the day. Today I'm putting in this flavor, and I'm putting sparkles in, and here's what it looks like, my water of the day. Then there's Liberty TikTok. So it's that
water
huge.
Of the day?
That's a thing people are into, that they're sharing their water of the day. This is my flavoring I'm going with today. I chose this cup.
It's like trying to understand memes, like the ice bucket challenge for amyotrophic
yeah.
lateral sclerosis. I just like, okay,
yeah.
if somebody sat down and said, you know what we can do to raise money for ALS? We can all dump ice water on our heads.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I just like, some of these memes, I don't get them.
There's actually a website for that called Know Your Meme. So if you don't get a meme, you can go to Know Your Meme and see if it's on there.
I feel like they should also make a website like that for, like, the newspeak. You know
oh,
what I'm talking about? Like,
slang?
All the... Yeah.
Oh, like...
Because I don't understand most of it. And I'm like, I'm not even that old. I'm like 25.
Seriously, I ask my sister who's 4 years younger than me all the time, like, Elizabeth, what is geeked up?
I've never even heard that one. That's a new
yeah.
one.
It means, like, hype, like, excited.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that meant until this week.
Yeah.
I'm always asking my sister to translate new slang for me, but there is Urban Dictionary, so they do kind of
yeah,
have
I
that.
Guess, yeah, I guess, yeah, Urban Dictionary, yeah, that would fill that need. Okay.
A lot of times it's wrong, but.
So back
yeah.
to TikTok, this bill that Biden has signed, what is it supposed to do to protect us? Is it gonna, cause how is it going to protect us? Because I say the one thing it's not going to do is protect us. You know,
because
like,
China bad, and China is trying to destroy us, and they need to protect us from China, it says. The United States House, this is from AlJazeera.com, it says, the United States House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill that could eventually ban the social media platform TikTok in the country in its latest salvo against both China and big tech. Salvo. Is that slang?
No, nope. Salvo is a battery or a volley of shots.
Oh, okay. It says the bill received resoundingly bipartisan support with a vote of 352-65 in favor. It now heads to the 100-member Senate, where its prospects are less clear. For his part, President Joe Biden has said he would sign the bill into law if it reached his desk. If that happened, TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, would be given about 6 months to divest from its U.S. assets or see its video sharing app banned in the U.S. So what do you think that means, that ByteDance would be given 6 months to divest from its U.S. assets?
I have no idea.
Get rid of its servers here or something?
I'm just, what happened to the good old-fashioned free market solution? If you don't like a product, don't use it.
Yeah.
No, we got to have the government.
Oh, we can't have that. Oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous.
Too much self-responsibility you're expecting from Americans.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I as a, you know, an intelligence officer, former intelligence officer, I understand that China has access to a massive amount of data on Americans, you know, all the TikToks, and it's not just that. They know your location. They know your audio. They get your voice print. They get your fingerprint. That's the cell phones now with the fingerprint readers are so sensitive.
And the face ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get your biometrics. And so it used to be like with the Office of Personnel Management. I was way back in 2008, 2009, something like that. But the Chinese breached the Office of Personnel Management database. So every CIA officer, every FBI agent, every NSA officer, our fingerprints are on file with the Office of Personnel Management when we get a security clearance.
Hmm.
So my fingerprints are now in the hands of the Chinese intelligence. So if I were to go over to China and scan my fingerprints, I'm pretty sure they'd want to have a word with me.
Hmm. Well, they have all that stuff is what you're saying already.
Yes.
So they don't need TikTok.
Well, they
well,
have
I'm sure they're getting plenty of more information from TikTok that could be helpful to them.
Yeah, but it's like they're on the other side of the world.
Well,
what are they going to do with my information? The United States government's scarier
to
me.
They could be right. They could be our next door neighbor with a computer because they can be anywhere in the world.
Wasn't there some story about there being like a Chinese headquarter, like a Chinese intelligence headquarters somewhere in the U.S.?
I don't know.
I wish I remembered where. I think it was New York City.
Hmm.
There was like a Chinese intelligence headquarters that got busted in New York City.
Whoa.
Well, that sounds, I mean, they've had illicit manufacturing labs, manufacturing pharmaceuticals here in the U.S., so I don't see why they couldn't, I mean, we do the same thing. We have, you know, running out of the embassies, the CIA and the FBI and the all the intelligence services will work out of the embassy in a foreign country.
Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of scary, but at the same time, even if they're doing a intelligence, you know, operation here, they're not the ones putting me in jail. They're not the ones who would be, like, grabbing me from my house and putting me in jail. The United States government is.
That's true. I am, I wouldn't say equally, but I dislike both governments. So I don't really particularly want the U.S. government or the Chinese government to have a ton of my information. But if people want to use TikTok and hand over their information, like clearly the average person doesn't care about that.
We already do it with Google. So.
Right. That's the thing. It's like I feel like most people don't care about that, and they kind of have the right to do whatever they want with their algorithms and their, you know, whatever information they want to sell.
Right.
Whatever.
And like we in this room probably care more than most people, but still that doesn't mean I never use like the actual phone.
I mean, I have my Facebook, I have Instagram, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have Gmails.
Yeah, Gmail's a big one that just gives the government if they ask for your password.
Yeah. But I'm pretty, you know, I would say, you know, like you kind of just said, like, we're probably more mindful about that sort of thing than the average person, and I am very careful with what I share on social media. Like, a lot of personal stuff I do not share on social media, but,
right.
I mean, I know people that are way more hardcore than I am, where they're like, they don't have, they won't even use Telegram or Signal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like,
we have a friend.
Smoke
that,
Signal only.
We have a friend that sends, or changes their phone
pigeon.
Number every day. I don't even know how that's possible.
I didn't know that was a thing, but.
I didn't even know that, like, what would be the point of that? But then again, they don't like to be gotten a hold of, so.
So that's the point.
Sounds like something Bob would do.
Oh, I don't know who it is. TJ? But,
They're like, this is perfect. Nobody can contact me now.
I've always assumed Bob's a fake name anyway. But what else are they doing? It says, the legislation stems from concerns that ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government. And, like, all businesses there are partially owned by the government. So, there's, like, they don't have, like, a free market.
No.
They don't even have, like, a partially free market, like, some would say in America. They have, like, a completely not free market. Like, if you have a business, it's, like, part owned by the government, basically. I don't really know the details of how that works. You guys know what
I thought it was a communist country, like, period. I didn't know that people have any real control over their own businesses.
It's probably
like the government owns everything, right? Essentially.
Well, they have like a front, you know, like, oh, you can start that business.
Yeah, like the pretend.
Once you get all of your permissions and we have access to this, and this. So, yeah, like.
I mean, that kind of sounds like the U.S.
Yeah. So it's saying ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government, but really it's like another arm because all businesses there are. Government officials have expressed fears that the data TikTok collects from its roughly 170 million American users could pose a national security threat. I just don't get it. What are they going to learn from the people that would, I don't know.
Well, there are several things you could do. So if you have access to all this, say, audio recordings of people talking over TikTok, private messages that the Tencent or whoever owns TikTok can get access to.
It's ByteDance.
ByteDance. You could use it for selective intelligence gathering. So maybe you have a list of NSA and CIA employees, and you know their phone numbers, and if you can get them to install TikTok, you can hear what they talk about around the dinner table. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because with AI, it used to be if you bug someone's phone, you had to have an agent sit there and listen to everything and transcribe it so it could be read and properly analyzed for intelligence. Well, now with you've seen Google Voice, how good it is at transcribing speech.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can have TikTok could analyze 170 million people's speeches, and it would it would be something where you could gather intelligence on a massive dragnet scale.
But it's like, what would they do with that? Like, what would they do with that data?
Blackmail. Blackmail would be a common thing that we use it for. Like, if we get, like, I remember Alan said if a KGB agent who's undercover gets pulled over in Washington, D.C. and he's drunk, let the FBI know, because you can't arrest them because they have diplomatic immunity. But that's like something the FBI can use as leverage over them, saying, Sergey, if you don't spy for us, we're going to tell your commanding officer that you were drunk.
Mm.
And so they're always looking for blackmail material, and both sides do this. It's not like, you know, oh, America's bad because we try to get blackmail on foreign Chinese leaders and foreign Russian leaders. And they do the same thing to us.
Mm. So I guess blackmail is one thing, but it's like, I don't know, the average American, why do they need blackmail on them?
I would say probably they don't fear. The average American doesn't really have too much to fear from the Chinese government.
Hmm.
Government officials have a lot to fear from the Chinese government. But
that's why they want to take away our toy from us.
Yeah, but your average citizen doesn't really have a... That's a good way, because if someone says, oh, the CIA is out to get me, they're probably not. They're probably just a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a general rule of thumb.
Yeah, we had one that wanted to come here and make our basement into a Faraday cage and live in our basement because the CIA was after her, and they put electronics in her head, and she was trying to get a surgeon to open her head
also,
up and get her
out. This is not the best place to be if you're trying to avoid the feds.
It's a crazy people magnet.
Yeah. Let me come somewhere where that's been raided by, you know, the FBI twice.
Yeah.
I swear there's bad juju in this house.
No.
It causes the police, because Ian is the only one I know that can get arrested on the front porch for changing his name. And
it wasn't for having a couch in the yard?
The couch in the yard. That's why he started the Free State Project, didn't you know?
What?
One of the papers reported that Ian Freeman started the Free State Project after a local judge ordered him to remove a couch from his front yard.
That's hilarious. I hadn't heard that one.
The Free Couch Project.
It looks like we have a caller on the line, so I'm just going to go straight to the unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's Colin.
Colin, it's like really bad quality. Could you say something else? We can see if this is going to work.
Let me call back in a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a bad cell, so we're going to have to do that. Sorry, Colin.
Only one call per night.
Yeah, only one call per night. No, he's like in a bad cell or something, so that is an exception.
Just to clarify, Colin is not my ex-boyfriend, but he is my very good ex-roommate. He served the divorce papers on my ex-husband, and he got me through a very rough divorce. And he said, you know what? You need to quit dating these losers, and you need to come out to Keene and find someone who's right for you, who's a libertarian, instead of one of these socialist, democratic, you know, loser people. Come out and find a libertarian guy.
I can't believe that actually worked. Well,
that's good advice.
It's a lot easier to find a guy here than it is to find a woman here. A single woman just standing here, sitting here all by herself, knowing everything about Murray Rothbard.
You have to import those.
Yeah. They have to get imported, and then you have to be like, okay, so you say taxation is what? And she's like, theft. And then you train them.
Extortion. Oh, and then if you want like a top level, top tier one, they'll say extortion.
Yeah.
So it's like libertarian My Fair Lady.
I've never seen it.
The whole premise of the show is you take a white trash girl, and you teach her how to speak proper British English.
Yeah.
And then she has to go around, you know, the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain.
Yeah, what are those classes called? The, like, where they teach you how to set the tables and stuff? The etiquette classes.
Yeah, I always thought
that
was
so it's like that,
fun.
Except with, like, Rothbard quotes and, Lysander Spooner. And
that sounds really fun.
I know, this is actually, like, the perfect development for your already booming matchmaking services.
Yeah, so I mean,
you could really capitalize
expert
on this, yeah.
And so if anybody wants to call in and ask me for relationship advice, my qualifications are that I have a perfect husband, and the number is 603-283-6160. But I also have a new project. I'm trying to work on getting more women here, so this is just a great brainstorming for me. So we just need to figure out what we can do to get more women here, and it will actually bring more men here at the same time, because there will actually be single women here.
Well, we want libertarian women, because right. The thing is, if it's just women and they're not libertarians, that's just a disaster, because I've had...
Right.
I kid you not, I've been in the Quill. I'm a libertarian. I think we need to increase the public school budget.
Oh,
yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand the actual premise of what libertarianism is.
I agree.
A lot of people are just kind of, and even me, like, I never considered myself a libertarian. I've always considered myself an anarchist, but originally I thought a libertarian was basically just a conservative. Like, I didn't know for the longest time.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. That's 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.